We have to keep it. Yes. Okay. Yes, if you want to give it to me, I will give it to the inspector to do that for you, okay? Thank you. Case number 10630, Scott Oliver, west of Savannah Road, northeast of Road 263 and Queens Drive, being lot 22 within Swanondale Acres Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Are you going to testify, ma'am? Name and address.
Scott Oweiler, 34025 Donovan's Road, Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, the main issue for us is we have, I think you have our drawing. We have an existing house built in 1963. We'd like to add a single-car garage on the left side of the home. The width of that addition will be 15 feet. And we feel that's the minimal width to allow a good-sized single-car garage with storage space, bedroom above for our expanding family. With that 15-foot width, that's a 4.5-foot encroachment upon the setback. So we would need about 4'7", I think, variance on the side. I think that's reasonable because actually what's not shown on our drawing is we actually have a 17-foot easement beyond that. So beyond our yard, there's 17 more feet before you even get to the street. And it is a corner lot, so there's no neighbor on that side of the house. There's just a street, so it wouldn't affect our neighbors. There's one final point, which is the house was built in 1963, and as the house was put on, it's already 15 feet forward of the front setback. I'm not sure what the laws were at the time, but that apparently was grandfathered in. And understandably, we just want to continue the house straight across the front. So we would need a front setback a variance to add on the addition to.
We have an existing corner, too.
Just a little history lesson. The ordinance was adopted in 1970.
Oh, okay. I guess that explains.
That makes us non-conforming as an existing structure.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's nowhere else for us to develop our property. I think you might see there, if we go backwards, we're on the septic system. We can't go forward.
Mm-mm.
The left is the only place to add a garage there.
The right-of-way is for what?
I'm sorry, the...
The right-of-way, you said 17-foot right-of-way you have?
Oh, right. I suppose that was probably established to put a street there or who knows what eventually, but
mm-hmm.
It's
but
pretty clear that's never going to happen. There is a street which, even though the street's there and freshly paved 5 years ago, it still leaves 17 more feet before you come to our property line. I just don't think there's any reasonable expectation that's going to be widened. There's about five homes that are served by that street, and that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in favor from Rubel.
Letter in favor? Okay. Thank you. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none?
Can I ask one thing first?
Yes, please.
The applicant said something about 4'7".
I think they're close.
the request is for 4.5 feet, which is only going to be 6 inches. I mean, is that...
Right, I stand corrected. The actual... I'll trust the architect's drawing. Which is... So architect says that's a... I thought it said 10-foot...
The drawing we have, which may be an excerpt from that, looks like it says 10 foot...
5 inches.
10 foot, 5 inches, yeah.
Right.
Feel certain that's what it is?
Yeah, that's the drawing as I have it right here. You have the same thing, so that would...
And then the...
Difference between 15 feet and 10 foot, 5 inches.
That would mean you would need a 4.5 foot... No.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4.5 foot variance.
Right.
Okay, not 4.7, as you had stated.
I think it said 4'7", which yeah. I believe is correct.
You've got to be all in feet or all in
yeah.
feet and inches.
Yeah.
So 4.6 should cover it?
Yeah, or just make it 4'7".
Inches.
4'7".
Yeah, 4'7" deep.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we'll change that to 4'7".
If they shrunk your drawing, I'm sure it's pretty hard to distinguish the 10-foot 5-inch from 10.5.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that it's unique because of its nonconformity. I think the request is reasonable, especially since it's not a full-size garage. That the request is for. The applicant bought the property as it was without the garage, and so not necessarily created by them. I don't think it altered the essential character of the neighborhood, a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,630.
Okay. Dane, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 10,630. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Good evening.
Case number.